From American Public Media, this is the Dinner Party Download.
Now we're going to hear from critically acclaimed author Marlon James.
That's right. He teaches writing at McAllister College in St. Paul, and he's the author of two celebrated novels. The latest, A Brief History of Seven Killings, was a finalist for the National Book Critics Circle Award, and the rights to it were just picked up by HBO. But when he joined us on stage at the Fitzgerald Theater, he decided to share a nonfiction story from his own life growing up in Jamaica.
It's a powerful remembrance, but it does include homophobic slurs and sexual themes. We felt the context justifies it, but sensitive listeners may want to rejoin us in about 7 minutes. Here's Marlon James.
So I have this working theory that if you were a teenager in the 80s, no matter where you were in the world, you had the exact same 80s. So I'm assuming that you also tried on your mother's dresses and listened to Sheena Easton. I take that as a yes. Fish a shape out of that sequin cocktail dress, then strike a pose on Vogue. 10 minutes to showtime. You look in the mirror and your wig is singing, baby, 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 where did our love go? Tease it, slick it, beehive it bigger, because you're gonna walk like Diana Ross. The blood orange dress you wear is from a drab suitcase where your mother hid her past life. The heels from one of the boy's mothers, no, you didn't ask how, when, why, whatever. The wig from Ralph's mom back when she was swinging in London. And you wonder, if you shimmy hard enough, will it sound like the strings into Sir with Love? 9 minutes. Mix Kool-Aid with Vaseline and you've got homemade lipstick. A match and shoe polish, eyeliner. A cream your mother no longer uses, the color of white woman in the sun too long, foundation. Schoolboys have been hissing the word faggot in your wake for so long that you mistake familiarity for its own kind of affection. You enter a classroom like every day is an episode of Cheers, and you're Norm. But instead of your name, the chorus says, Batty Boy! And one guy, just for variety, says, Homo! 10th grade, 7 months into being the most unpopular boy in school, you were always kind of disliked. But something about boys, with adolescents crashing and burning in a school of only boys, makes things worse. A school without girls means nobody's there to protect you. 8 minutes. There's nothing in putting on makeup that should lead to any sort of nostalgia. But at 14, 11 is already somebody else's memory. You're behind a curtain that is functioning as a backstage. All the boys around you are putting on costumes, but only yours is a bait and switch. It's a play for the school arts festival, a murder mystery. You're the only junior we spoke to. You get to solve the mystery. You're the hero of the play. Look, we need the points. It doesn't even have to be good. Oh, and you have to wear a dress. You look at these boys, all seniors and competitive, even in a drama festival, and the Depeche Mode lyrics jumps out at you. God has a sicker sense of humor than even you could have guessed. He's been messing with you for laughs for years now, but whose joke is this? There's a line in Crime and Punishment, a book you read for fun, about Raskolnikov moving without thought, and that's all you remember, because no thinking could go into this. The boy called Fag is about to put on a dress. 7 minutes. But how does a boy called Fag wear a dress? Go for the beauty you've always seen in sequins and heels? Nah. Second thought, go for dumpiness and slapstick. The granny in Jamaican plays always was a man anyway. No. Wait for the bigger part of you that always wanted to wear a dress in front of people anyway. Don't act like it's not true. No. Go for actual beauty? But what is that? Beauty is skin deep. But pine sol, bleach, antiseptic, and toilet bowl cleaner in the bathwater couldn't make your skin any lighter, despite soaking for hours. 5 minutes. You know what? Go for what boys like. Those five words hit you like they came from the mountaintop. The boy that boys hate will become a girl that boys like and throw a wrench into that adolescent horn dog machine. Tame the beehive till it looks like Princess Di. Wrap a belt around your waist like a corset. You don't need to breathe. Grab two tennis balls from that actor beside you and make your breasts pop. This house is burning down, and you're taking every single son of a with it. 3 minutes. Remember your lines. Remember your direction. You're the ditch secretary who solved the mystery and foils the killer. Nah, hell with lines. You don't need lines. You just need to remember to hum strut with each step. Sing it, then stomp it. Strut, pout, put it out. That's what you want from woman. Come on, baby, what you taking me for? The seniors look at you. Powder, eyeliner, you look too good. Breasts and black stockings to hide hairy legs. Lips rouge red, you like this too much. Out in the audience are loud boys who have always called you sissy. You're taking that girl pose to hell and dragging them with it. If they think you're a faggot now, watch when they run out of gawk. Watch how they run out of shock. Watch how the very thing they said you'd become, you become in excelsis Deo. Watch them watch you and shake up that thing that makes a normal boy horny. Drag them to where sex is a gray area so deep it's darker than black. The announcer announces your play. The seniors head on stage, delivering flat lines. They only want to get through this, but you? You've been waiting for this all your life. You didn't know it until the very moment that there are a million ways to say go to hell, and only one needs words. Slip on those high heels, clip on those earrings, ball your two hands in a fist, and put your chin on liftoff. You're on. Thank you.
Marlon James, ladies and gentlemen. You like it? Little Sheena Easton for you.
God. But you're in Minneapolis. It should have been Sugar Walls.
Oh, well, we should have consulted you beforehand.
We should have consulted Prince.
So what happened after that? There's a cliffhanger. You went out in drag and...
And, you know, as I said, all the boys who hated me respected me because it was such a badass thing to do. It was like, they always thought this was what I was. And then I came on and I was like, what? What?
You owned it.
Yeah. And I had really big breasts. So,
I was going to say, did anyone hit on you after that?
No, but they were really amazed I could walk in high heels that well.
Had you practiced?
I am not going to answer that question.
You're in a safe space here, Marlon.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
Let's return to our interview with Twin Cities-based writer Marlon James. Many considered his novel A Brief History of Seven Killings one of the best of 2014, so we talked with him about it.
For those who don't know, it's a fictionalized account of the attempted murder of Bob Marley in the 1970s, told from a million points of view. I understand that it was a novella to start with. It's like 600 pages long.
Yeah, the real page one of that novel is now page 458.
How did that happen?
It just kind of exploded on me. I kept trying to write these novellas and kept failing until I realized it was just one whole big book with a whole bunch of characters. But I really, this was the shortest novel I tried to write. And characters just sort of showed up and wouldn't leave. And I'm like, what the hell? It's a party.
That's right. We believe in that spirit. And HBO, if I understand, just picked it up to do a TV series.
HBO just picked it up to do a TV series.
You're a literature professor at McAllister. That's congratulations. Yeah. Yeah. What is it like being this kind of literary fellow now in meetings with people in Los Angeles? And
you know, I think they're just so relieved to come across somebody who reads. And like somebody who writes a book and not somebody who has 15 screenplays that are all in development. Mm. That means they'll never get done. And I was shocked as well. You know, they knew the story. They wanted it to be actually even more Jamaican than I wanted it to be. Mm. And yeah, so hopefully it will happen.
Well, yeah, us as well. You mentioned Jamaica. Last question. We're running a little short on time. I wish we had more with you. Mm-hmm. But you are a self-proclaimed geek. You mm-hmm. have said that you are somebody who knows you can like name the exact issue number Magneto appears in X-Men. What is there something kind of in Jamaican culture that people geek out on that we don't know about that has never kind of gotten out of Jamaica?
I don't know. I think what I think is geeks are almost the same everywhere in the world. And I think what might surprise you is that they're Jamaican gots. Goth, G-O-T-H.
Goths. They're Jamaican like, goths. Robert, like The Cure, Robert Smith,
yeah,
Joy Division.
And they wear corpse pants, and they wear long black, which is kind of hard in 96 degrees. So you start out the day as a goth, you end it as a skunk.
Wow.
You're just kind of...
I think we have your next HBO series.
Yeah.
And your next album.
Yeah. Marlon James, everyone. Check out his book,
Thank you.
Brief History of Seven Killings. Thank you so much. Thank you. Author Marlon James and Rico, I am working really hard right now to resist making Jamaican goth puns.
You can do it. Be strong.
Yeah, I will not say Jaw Division.
You failed.